Shabbat shalom, everyone.
Shabbat shalom.
Welcome to our Yehuda Messianic Jewish Congregation, your local connection to Israel. And thank you for joining us on the internet. Shabbat shalom to you. And we have a special guest today, Sergei from Russia. He'll be singing for us today and just worshiping the Lord. So enter into Shabbat. And just welcome and sing, dance, and be happy.
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat, 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 Shalom. Shabbat, 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 Shalom. Shabbat, 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 Shalom. Shabbat, Shalom. Shabbat, Shalom. Shabbat, 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 Shalom. Shabbat, Shalom. Shabbat, Shalom. Shabbat, 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 Shalom. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat 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 shalom. Shabbat 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 shalom. Shabbat 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 shalom. Shabbat shalom. Hey, Shabbat shalom. Hey, Shabbat 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 shalom.
Blessing, we'll do the blessings of the Messiah. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher natanu et derech ha-Mashiach Yeshua. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has given us the way of salvation in Messiah Yeshua. Amen.
Ma tovu, o hayekah Yaakov, mishkenoteka tents, O Jacob, thy tabernacles, Israel. Mi'ani beruchatecha, avo betecha, eshtakaveh. Elecha Ashika Mirateka, and in thy great compassion I will come into your house. There I will bow, there I will fear thy holiness, O Lord.
O Lord, I love the house where you dwell, in the place where your glory resides. I shall prostrate myself and bow, bend the knee before the Lord thy Maker. And as for me, may my prayers to you, O Lord, be at the right time. O God, in your abundant righteousness, answer me with the truth of your salvation.
Vishamru v'nei Yisrael.
That is on page 46 of the Siddur of your books. I don't know if we have it in Hebrew, but we can certainly sing it. We know it enough with Rabbi, huh?
It's here. It's 46. On page 46. Yeah. It's got the Hebrew part of it too.
Because it's fun, right? Okay.
V'sham Ruvenei Yisrael Le'ev HaShabbat La'asod et HaShabbat Le'dor etom burid olam V'sham Ruvenei Yisrael Le'ev HaShabbat La'asod et HaShabbat Le'dor etom burid olam
B'nei Ovei, B'nei Yisrael, B'nei Yisrael, O Hili Lolam, B'Shamru, B'nei Yisrael, Et HaShabbat, La'asod Et HaShabbat, Le'do Otam Barid Olam.
Kisei shet yamin asa Adonai et ha-shamamein
l'shamru b'nei Yisrael le'et ha-shabbat la'asod et ha-shabbat le'dor etam barid olam.
Thank you, Lord.
Uvei yom hasfini shabbat nina nefash Shavat nina fash, Shavat nina fash.
V'shamru v'nei Yisrael le'et ha-shabbat. La'asod et ha-shabbat le'dor etam barid olam.
Hallelujah.
The children of Israel shall keep the Shabbat, observing it throughout their generations as an everlasting covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Shabbat to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord. Amen.
Pray for Jerusalem that there'll be peace again. The Lord will prosper them that love her. And for the sake of the house of the Lord our God, we say to Jerusalem, pray for Jerusalem that there'll be peace, not war. For God will bless them that love her. So for the sake of the city of our God, we pray for Jerusalem. Shalom Aleichem. Peace be unto you. Shalom Aleichem. These words we pray for you. Shalom Aleichem. Peace be unto you. Shalom Aleichem. These words we pray for you. Shalom Aleichem.
We'll pray for Israel at this time. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, this Shabbat that you have given to us, Lord, to come and to worship you, Lord. And today we pray for the land of Israel, Lord, your holy land, and we pray for the city of Jerusalem, Lord, that today you will protect and bless them today, Father. We pray for all of the Messianic communities around the world, that on this day you will truly bless them and enrich them, Lord, as they come into your house of prayer and worship you today, Heavenly Father. We pray also for the people in this area that are going, in our congregation, that are going to Israel. I believe there's 20 people, Heavenly Father. And we pray that your hand of mercy, you will send our angels to undergird the plane and to protect them, and they may have a safe landing in Tel Aviv, Lord, and they may have a safe passage throughout the land of Israel, Lord, to see all the wonderful things that are in the land of Israel. We pray for their help and their protection right now, Lord. And we pray on their return trip that once again your angels will fly that plane, Lord, and undergird it and land our family back here in the United States, Lord. And we just ask you to bless Israel today, Lord, and protect her. And may the fires that are raging in Israel right now, Lord, may you send rain and put the fires out, Lord. And if terrorists are setting those fires, Lord, we pray that they will stop and cease harming the land of Israel. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.
Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kevod Malhuto Leolam Vaed.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. Blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom for all eternity. And you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your might. Have these words which I command you this day be upon your heart. And you shall teach them diligently to your children, and you shall speak of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you retire, and when you arise. And you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and let them be frontlets between your eyes, and you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and upon your gates.
Amen. Charlie, you want to select two men and come open the Teva, the ark, get the Torah out. To that ancient question, Ein kamoka v'alim Adonai v'alim kamaseka malkuka malkuko olamin o mishata bikol dor v'ador Adonai melech Adonai yilok leolam v'ed Adonai oz leomo yitain Adonai v'rech yetemo v'shalom.
There is none like you among the gods, O Lord,
and there is nothing like your works.
Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion is throughout all generations. The Lord reigns, the Lord has reigned, the Lord will reign forever and ever.
The Lord will give strength unto his people,
the Lord will bless his people with peace.
Amen.
You can be seated. You could rest the Torah on the table. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, no.
Matov manaim shevetahim gam yachad hine matov manaim shevetahim gam yachad hine matov shevetahim gam yachad hine matov shevetahim
So Aram Vayam in Moshe Kun Ra Adonai Viavutsu Oiveka Vianutsu Simpaneka Mipaneka Ki Mitzion Tetse Torah Ki Mitzion Tetse Torah Udavar Adonai Miarushalayim Baruch Shinatan Torah, Torah. Baruch Shinatan Torah, Torah. Le'amo Israel, Bidushato.
When the ark would travel, Moses would say, Arise, O Lord, and let your enemies be scattered, and let them that hate you flee from you. For from Zion will go forth the Torah, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Blessed be he who in his holiness gave the Torah to his people Israel.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You can rest the Torah. Do the Torah.
You could be seated.
Yep. We'll go ahead and do the Torah call. Yamod Asher Ben Zedekiah La Torah, Baruch Elohim Adonai Hamarach Leorom Vaed. Baruch Adonai Hamarach Leorom Vaed. Baruch Adonai Hamarach Leorom Vaed. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Asher Babinko Miko Hamim. Benatan Lanu Et Torto. Baruch Atah Adonai Notain Ma Torah. Amen. Bless the Lord, the Blessed One. Blessed is the Lord, the Blessed One, for all eternity.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God,
King of the universe, who has chosen us from all peoples and given us his Torah. Blessed are you, O Lord, giver of the Torah.
Amen.
Okay. Get this turned around here. Give me just a second. Okay, today's Torah portion is from Genesis chapter 23 through chapter 25, verse 18. And we find today's Torah portion is named Kay Sarah, which it means Sarah's life. Remember, Sarah was the first matriarch who traveled to the land of Israel with her husband Avram, who later became Abraham. And we can see, if you read the Torah portion there, it was rather a short one, only roughly two chapters. We can see how faithful God and Sarah have been in observing the things of God. And God has been faithful to them because he did promise them a son, and she did bear, Sarah did bear, the first Jewish child, the first another patriarch who was the first heir to the land of Israel, and that was Yitzhak, Isaac. So Abraham and Sarah were very faithful because God had promised to make their descendants as stars of heaven. And that's oftentimes I think about the night that God spoke to Abraham and said, look up, Abraham, you're all these stars is only the beginning of your descendants. And I imagine there's probably trillions of stars out in the microphones. Okay. So I'm okay now? Okay. Maybe I should just stand still. Okay. Sorry. But, you know, Abraham's seed, nations, all the nations are blessed through Abraham. And this parasha really today is more about Sarah's death and her burial than it is about her life, because it talks mostly about her dying. You see, Sarah was unusual being the first matriarch. She was, to me, a spiritual tree, and a lot of people today still name their children after Sarah. I have a granddaughter whose name is Sarah, S-A-R-A. And, you know, she continues to influence the world today, even though she's been dead for thousands of years. That's why we can say she is a spiritual tree, because of the goodness that she portrayed in her life in following the Heavenly Father. And so she continues today to influence young people today and other congregations around the world. And a lot of people, we want, even when our children go down for the Shabbat school, we pray that our daughters will be like Sarah. We pray that they'll be like Sarah and Rivka and Leah and Rachel. We pray that they'll be like them. Sarah, the only child that she bore was Isaac. And of course, God, if you remember reading in the scriptures, God told Abraham that the covenant would be with Isaac. It would not be with Ishmael, because Ishmael was actually the firstborn child, firstborn son. But God said, you will have another son, and the covenant will rest upon his shoulders, and it will not be in the shoulders of Ishmael. Even though Ishmael would later become a great nation, the blessing went to Isaac. And Sarah's name in Hebrew means dominion. You see, she was a righteous. When a righteous person, if you ever have met a righteous person in life, then and you see that person's life, they can encourage you in your life when you see somebody who follows the things of God, and who you can say that person is very righteous because they're very dedicated and they're a very honorable person. And so that person really can influence your life. And, you know, she created this by constantly doing goodwill toward people. Her and Abraham were the ultimate guests or the ultimate greeters that would provide an open tent to travelers. They were always the greatest of hosts If you remember, just a couple weeks ago, we talked about the three strangers that came, and immediately Abraham and her began to prepare a meal for those guests to feed them. And it's interesting, the Torah portion of the day, Sarah, it says Sarah lived to be 127 years old, but it makes her age, it breaks her age up into three numbers. It says she was 100, she was 20, and she was 7. I think her, the 100 was her, was the length of her years. 20 was probably the way she looked. She probably still looked very beautiful and looked like a 20-year-old girl. And her attitude on life and her vigor was probably like a 7-year-old girl. So God splits her age up into three numbers. But she dies, and she dies in Hebron. And we come to the second part of this Torah portion today, which is the purchase of a burial site to bury Sarah. And Abraham goes to Ephraim, and there he secures a piece of land. And on the land, there is a cave. And in that cave is unique, and it has like two sides or two chambers. And that becomes the burial place of the patriarchs and the matriarchs. The only one that's not buried there that's a matriarch is Rachel. And if you remember the scripture, she died near Bethlehem and was buried there. But she's the only matriarch that was not buried in the cave at Marak Peah. And Abraham paid 400 shekels of silver for this piece of land, this parcel of land. And so that's the first cornerstone of the Jewish nation in the land of Israel, is there at the cave of Marak Peah, which is the burial site of the patriarchs and the matriarchs. If you look at the 400 shekels of silver, probably in today's world economy, that's about $1 million what Abraham paid. So as you can see, Abraham was blessed spiritually, and he was also blessed financially, because he was able to pay 400 shekels for a piece of land that had a cave on it, and that was the cave of the burial site. So it's the first cornerstone. It tells us that it symbolizes that the Jewish people were actually settling into the land of Israel. When you look at the land of Israel, you can see that there is actually no contest as to who owns the land of Israel. Now, there's a lot of people that don't believe that, but the Jewish people have full title to the land of Israel. And, you know, it's no argument at all, but there's a dispute that goes far beyond just a piece of paper, because this parcel of land, this land of Israel, that's not a very large piece of property, but it's the land that God has given to the Jewish people. And he has not revoked that promise today. It's still there, and there's no contest. Actually, when you look at the world, it actually sits on three pillars that keep the world in place today. And one of them is the Torah. The Word of God is one of the pillars that sits on. The other one is Avodah, which is service to God, to the Heavenly Father, that we are to entertain and worship him, but we also are involved in service to his people, to help his people. And the third pillar is chesed, which is the grace. By God's grace, mercy, and kindness, we exist on an everyday basis. We would not exist one second if it was not for the grace, the kindness, and the goodness of the Heavenly Father. And we see, you know, there's also three cornerstones in the land of Israel. And of course, the first one was the Machpelah, which was the cave, which was the site of the burial. The second one was where Joseph's burial site, which is in Shechem. That was purchased, and he was buried in Shechem. That is the second cornerstone in the land of Israel, that the Jewish nation, the Jewish people, are there to sell the land. And the third one, of course, was David. He bought the Temple Mount, the threshing floor of Oned, and that eventually became the site of the HaMikdash, which is the holy temple. So that is the three pillars that are three cornerstones that signify that the Jewish people are owners, complete owners, by a deed from God. It's very interesting. Most property, now in some states they give you a title, but the Israelites, the Jewish nation, they got a deed from God that's in the scripture. So it's a little different type of a land transfer, but God has given it to them. And, you know, Israel doesn't belong to any other nation. I know there's a lot of folks over the years that have said that it belongs to the Palestinians. I know a gentleman for several years that was from Palestine. He was a Palestinian. If you know history, you'll know that the Romans back many centuries ago changed the name of Israel to the name of Palestinia or Palestine. And so that's the name that has fallen down through the years. A lot of people say, well, that means that it's the Palestinians. But if you go back and research the Palestinians, you'll see that they have no history whatsoever. They have no unique language. And the Arab countries will not accept them into their land. That's why the Palestinians, the people that call themselves Palestinians, are in the land of Israel. It's because the land of Israel was the only country in the Middle East that would accept them into their borders. And they, you know, they live there in Israel. They say that Israel is not, I know Hillary Clinton made a statement that Israel is moving from a democracy, but if you look at the Knesset, you'll find that it's made up of several different people of faith. There's a lot of Arabs, and there's probably some Palestinians that sit in the Knesset. It's not all Jewish. A lot of people think, well, the government, everything ran in Israel is all Jewish. But if you ever go and get to see what's over there, then you'll realize, hey, there's a lot of other people in the land of Israel that are not Jewish. There's a lot of folks over there that, but Israel, it's the land of, and they've opened their doors because of the charity that goes back to Abraham. They've let the Palestinians come in and live in that country. But the Arab Saudi Arabia, Egypt, they would not accept them. They turned them away. So Israel accepted them. And, you know, it wasn't in 1948 when Israel became a nation by one vote from the United States, because they do it alphabetically in the United States. Was that on the end of the voting that made Israel a nation. And since 1948, the Jewish people have been coming back. And when they took over in 1948, Israel was a land of total desolation. It was a barren land. And since the Jewish nation has been back in Israel, it has flourished and it has grown. But another, just to close this Torah portion, and I know we got on the time schedule here, but one of the things that Abraham does after the death of Sarah, Isaac is mourns his mother because he spent all of his life with her. And so they send Eliezer to find a wife for Isaac. And they go back to, Abraham sends them back to where they were born. And he finds a young girl by the name of Rivka, and she is the nephew. She's his nephew's daughter, which is Laban. And so we find that Laban comes into play later on, but she passes a kindness test. She not only gives Eliezer a drink of water, because he prayed to God and said, you know, send the right maiden that I'll know which one to choose. And so she comes. And he asked for some water, and she says, I'll give you a drink, and I'll fill water pots for your camels. She extended kindness to the animals, and he knew by that she was the one that he was to select and bring back to Isaac, because if you know anything about camels, they consume, when they do drink, they consume a lot of water. And he had quite a few camels, so she carried water for a long time. It wasn't like a little half a gallon jug. She carried the big water pots. And I think I read somewhere years ago that a camel can drink like 10 gallons of water at a time. So they were pretty thirsty, and there was more than one of them. So she carried water for a long time, and she passed the test. He knew she was the one because God had sent her. But just to close, you know, this is two worlds colliding, because you see, Isaac was raised under the auspices of God, where Rivka, she was raised in idol worship. So you see the two worlds collide today, but Sarah's, you know, her faith continued even after death. And so the marriage was complete. And then we see that Abraham, just to close it, Abraham died at 175 years old. And he actually, after Isaac was born, he had six more sons. A lot of times we forget that he had any more children, but he had six more sons after Isaac. Shabbat Shalom.
I'll rise for the closing of the Torah. We don't play anything right now. Okay. Not right now.
Bizoh HaTorah Asher Samoshe Lifnei Bnei Yisrael Al Pi Adonai B'Yad Moshe.
And this is the Torah that Moses placed before the children of Israel at the command of the Lord through Moses' hand.
It's Ha'ihi L'Alaz Himkibah B'tukeha Merusha Derachehihai Derekoam B'kotivoteha Shalom Hashiveinu Adonai Elecha v'nashuva Kadesh Kadesh Ameinu Kadesh Ameinu Kekeinu.
Wisdom is a tree of life to those who hold fast to her, and all who uphold her are blessed. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Cause us to be turned to you, O Lord, and we shall return. Renew our days as of old.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You all can be seated. We're going to give you a couple of moments here to prepare for this morning's offering. And I think everyone's familiar with the big box is for tithes and offerings. The basket is for the needy. And the small box is for the building fund. And we still, even though we have a building, we still have a building fund that will be that's used to do remodeling and to upgrade, do things here. Because I know we have a goal to redo the beam up here and make it... I'm going to say maybe a little more Jewish. Maybe that's the best way to say it, I guess. It's going to be more Jewish, so we'll make it a little different and raise up the Teva, which is the Ark of the Torah. So you can see, it'll be seen a little easier. And we'll probably have an eternal flame up there too, the light of the world. So there's a lot of things we're wanting to do, and I've got a feeling that if you'll hang around and help, we're going to accomplish those goals. But this morning, we'll take up the tithes and offerings. We got a guest speaker. He's going to share his testimony, and he's also going to sing for us, Sergey from Russia. And he's been here before. He's not a stranger to us, so he's been here before. But we're going to change the order of service just a tad bit. We're going to take up the offering, then we'll do the Shalkan Adonai, and then we'll enter in with Sergey, and he will come and share with us this morning.
And then we'll end with worship.
Yeah, and we'll end it all with worship. Okay, so let's pray this morning for the offering and for God's blessings. Heavenly Father, thank you that we have this opportunity, Lord, to return to your storehouse, what you've given us, Lord. This morning, may we be cognizant today, Lord, and know that everything that we have, every breath that we draw, every financial, every physical possession that we have in this life comes from your blessings to us, Lord. And so this morning, may we return to your storehouse to support your house of prayer this morning, Lord. And may the offering be a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, Lord. And we pray that you'll bless everyone here this morning, Lord, that we'll have a great service. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.
I see the King of glory coming on the clouds with fire. The whole earth shakes, the whole earth shakes. I see his love and mercy washing over all our sin. The people sing, the people sing. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Let's see. This morning we're going to go ahead and do the Shalkan Adonai. We're going to altar service just a tidbit. So if Maria and Margaret will come up and they will serve us this morning. Take a few moments as we bless the emblems to get your heart right. If there's something that you need to confess, then you can do that at this time if you wish. Remember, it's a mystery of the matzah. I always like to say there's a mystery about the table because of the broken bread. And we won't delay the time to go into that this morning, but but Yeshua, it's the end of the Seder where he took the bread and he broke it and he said, "This is my body broken for you and broken that for your healing." And he blessed he lifted the bread and he blessed it. He says, "Brukatai Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Hamotzi Lekim Min Haaretz." Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth. And on the third day, Yeshua came forth, the bread of life.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And then he took the cup and he said, "This represents the new covenant, the Brit Hadashah. It's that no sins can be forgiven except through the remission of blood." It takes the innocent, God always required an innocent animal to be sacrificed for the sins. And when you brought the het offering to the Lord, you had and the sacrifice was slain and the blood was expunged, you had to confess your sins. That was part of that confession, was to confess your sins before God and before man. And so that's what the cup is about today. He was our interceder for us, that we did not have to face the second death. And so he took the cup and he lifted it and he said, "Brukatai Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Borei Pori Hagafin." Amen. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth the fruit of the vine. And Yeshua is the true vine and we are his branches. Amen.
Amen.
And you can come as you're ready and just hold your emblems till everyone's been served, and then we will all partake.
Yeshua.
I don't think we're going to have Shabbat school today, are we, Brenda?
No.
I don't see any kids, and I think the kids in the back are leaving here shortly, so everyone will just stay up here so y'all can be seated. As I mentioned, we have a special guest today, speaker, Sergey from Russia, and he's going to minister this morning to us. So, Sergey, come on, and we'll let you tell us about yourself, some of the folks that maybe don't know you, and... Is this going to be his mic or one up here? Okay, he's got one. Okay.
Thank you for inviting me and to give me an opportunity to bless you. I hope I'll be a blessing, so that's big hope. I always say, you know, when you choose friends, you better think whom you are choosing, because that friend might start singing sometime. And when he begins, he will sing might out of the key, missing chords, but you'll have to listen to him because he is a friend. So anyway, I'll share my story. But I was thinking, you know, how did I come here? And that's the scripture we quoted today, you know. God said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. And we live in the times we see the illustration of God's promise. And I'm blessed to be here. And if I tell you who I was a professional atheist. Preaching there was no God. And I read about myself later. Mad is the man who says there is no God. So it was about me. Also, my last name, when you hear Ahmed Zanov, what would you think? My background is a Muslim. I mean, on my father's side, my father was not really a Muslim, but he was cultural Muslim, but he didn't practice in all Islam. So, but still there is kind of connection. I have relatives in a certain region in Russia, you know, they're Muslims. On my mother's side, I was half atheist, half Orthodox Christian, but I was an atheist until the time came. And was 35, and I finished the Faculty of History in the local university, and was a professional teacher of history, which meant I was ideological preacher. I preached the atheism, and when the system collapsed, I was 32, and the ideology collapsed, and I lost the meaning of life. So I started seeking the truth. And I couldn't continue teaching because we were not building anymore the bright future of communism. So I had to just leave the school and studied different religions, I would say, trying to find the truth. And also, I had very difficult relationships with my family, with my wife. Since I grew without a father, I really struggled to keep the family, and because we were kind of different people working in different directions in life. The more we lived, the further we became. And that was another thing which really forced me to seek for help. And sure enough, God is faithful. He promised to people who prayed for me that he would find the way, and he found the way. I was 35 when I got saved, and it was in 1992. It was the time when many missionaries from America came to Russia, to Moscow, to our cities, and it changed my life. So I'm standing with a guitar, which wouldn't be even possible to think for me to stand with a guitar. I can pose, you know, with a guitar, which wouldn't be a problem, but to stand before people expecting me to sing, that would be I would be in trouble. But anyway, I really wanted to sing in my life, but because of my very bad ear and not really good voice, I struggled and I gave up. But when I got saved and I came to a church service, everybody was singing. I mean, I thought, well, let me find a place, a good place. I found it. It was next to the speaker, so for nobody to hear me. So, and that was a secure place for me just to kind of to release, you know. And then I took a guitar the first time, and we lived that time in one-room apartment. One room is one room. One room, one kitchen, and one bathroom. So you can hide. So if you go to a bathroom, everybody hears what you do. I mean, they hear what you play, you know. So my wife, she finished the school, musical school. So every time I took my guitar the first time, so she had all excuses to go away. Maybe she needed to buy something, so she just couldn't stand my singing. I'm saying it was just for you to have that kind of expectation, you know, just to have mercy. But that's what I learned. I could easily sing before God out of the key, missing all chords. And I felt like he rejoiced. And that just kind of released me, you know, to keep going. And I had kind of promise, you know, to sing anytime before people, not to be ashamed to make mistakes. That's the only way how I could, you know, learn. So doing that, so we planned an event for our Jewish community. And we sang songs to them. I had to see to learn Jewish songs, and I'll sing this song. It's you know the words. It's the words from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6. Shema hear, Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Leolam Vaed Ve'ahavtem Et Adonai Eloheha Bechol Levavcha Ubechol Nafsheha ובכל מאודיך והיו הדברים האלה Hasher anochi mitzavecha Hayom halevavecha אשר אנוכי מצווך היום הלבבך. The Lord of the universe, he is the one who created everything, and his name was called the King. So he was, he is, and he will be forever. Hallelujah. Adon Olam Asher Malak Beterim Kol Yetzir Nivra Et Nasa Behef Soko Azay Melech, Azay Melech, Shemo Nikra. Ve'acharei Kichlot Kakon Levado Imloch Nora. Terim kol yetzir nivra Let nasak behetzokon Azay melech, azay melech Shemo nikra Ve'acharei kichlot kakon Levado Hallelujah. The only reason I've come here is to bless you. Because God, that's the desire of God's heart. For people who used not to belong to this great nation, became partakers of the root. And when I thought, you know, what the branches could do which have been grafted into the root, you know, the root produces a food for the branches. But then I learned, you know, when branches grow and they produce leaves, and leaves fell on the ground. And what happens with the leaves? They fertilize the soil. That's why it's Jews and Gentiles are being made one, because God has this plan to save the humanity, and he chose a man to produce a nation, to bring them Yeshua HaMashiach, anointed Savior. Hallelujah. And I'm blessed and privileged to be part of God's, of the fulfillment of God's plan, and grace and mercy made it possible. So this song was written by a Jewish man. You heard this song, and his name is Leonard Cohen. And I never thought about his last name, but Cohen, you know, that's it's a priest.
and he wrote this song, but I heard the words, different words to this song. It's called Christmas Hallelujah. I've heard about this baby boy who's come to earth to bring us joy, and I just want to sing this song to you. It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major leaf. With every breath I'm singing, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. A couple came to Bethlehem, expecting child, they searched the inn to find a place for you were coming soon. There was no room for them to stay, so in a manger filled with hay, God's only son was born. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Shepherds left their flocks by night to see this baby wrapped in light. A host of angels led them all to you. It was just as the angel said, you'll find him in a manger bed. Emmanuel and Savior, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A star shone bright up in the east, to Bethlehem the wise men three came many miles and journeyed long. At which you were, the frankincense and gold and myrrh they brought to you and cried out, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Drive the nails in you. That rugged cross was my cross too. Still every breath you drew was hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Glory to God. I didn't want you. I hope that, remember my wife just kind of found excuses. I hope you will not be scattered after. It's not finished. You have chances, you know, to run from here, because I'm going to continue singing. I live in a city of 360,000 people, and we have
about maybe 14 evangelical churches. And if we kind of on Sunday, if we all come together, there would be probably 800 people. Just think, 360,000 people and 800 evangelical believers. So this is a very small percent of the population. But those 800 are the most of them. They are the ones who were saved in early 90s, and they kind of grew because we were the first generation. We didn't have heritage. We didn't know God. We didn't know anything about God. So we had to learn. We had to grow. But it looks like this is the time when God is raising his church and to spread the gospel. Because the word says in the book of Romans, Apostle Paul wrote the words to the church in Rome. And he explained them 2,000 years ago. He spoke to them about the call on the nation of Israel. And it's amazing to realize that it was done very soon after Jesus left the earth. It was the time when they didn't understand the call on the nation of Israel. And they thought that God cast away his people. That's why he started this chapter. I say then, has God cast away his people? Certainly not. And then he explained all these mysteries, and he says, now if their fall is riches for the world and their failure riches for the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? Which means to me that there was a time, a season of failure, of fall, but still there is a season coming of fullness, which hasn't come yet. And then he says, and if some of the branches were broken off, and you being a wild olive tree were grafted in among them, and with them became a partake of the roof and fatness of the olive tree, do not boast against the branches. It was written 2,000 years ago. People had tendency to think, to boast against the branches. Otherwise, why should he tell those words to these people? So, and then he says, and they also, if they do not continue in unbelief, will be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. And then he says, for I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of Gentiles has come in. So to me it sounds like God put Israel on hold until the fullness of Gentiles come in. And for us it's a big responsibility. We can, because the fullness will come when people preach. And I believe there are many Gentiles still in this nation. There are many Gentiles in Russia who still are called to come. And we live in a very, I would say, special time. Even in this nation, you experienced recently things which just kind of opened the atmosphere. And it's not the time for people to fall asleep, you know, as if we achieved already. It's just the beginning of the work, because it's an open window, I would say, to preach the word and for God to say, to bring the fullness to Israel. But I believe that this process going, you know, at the same time. And we, 2002, we started, God called us to bless. That's how it happened.
bless Jewish community in our city. And I thought, what can we do? God said, sing to them. I felt like, you know, that's probably the easiest thing. But who would sing? I didn't know anything. So I was administrating. That was kind of an event. And we found people from the Messianic community in Moscow. And they came and they sang. That's how it started. And we, from 2002, we did it for 14 years by now. Not every year. We missed a couple times. But because, and we just did it once a year. And it didn't look like we achieved much. But what happened? One day, one time, nobody could come. But we still had to have this event. And that's when God's, and I was in agony. I said, God, who is going to sing? I mean, we need to we have already, people are coming. He said, you do. Who, you know? I mean, that's, I'm saying it for you to understand God's grace, because he knew I just couldn't do it. And I had to learn like 10 songs, you know, and I had 6 weeks to do it. And they came. We had room for 30 people, and I called the director of this Jewish cultural center. She asked, how many people do you need? She had known me before. Said, we have 30 seats. We'll be there. Sure enough, 30 people. And that was full. All members of our church, they were standing. And after that concert, they approached me to people, to women, why don't you come to our sabbatical, you know, gathering? I never thought that I was qualified to go. I just, that's the feeling, you know, Gentiles. There was no kind bond, you know. But still there was some attraction. And then I learned that God is making one. And the next Saturday I went and we read Torah and we had food, we sang songs. And actually the first time I came, you know, I was kind of a guest. I was sitting quietly in a corner, you know. And when we finished everything and said, it's time to sing. Sergei, now it's your time. I'm like, I've come to learn, you know, that's how it started. And it started 3 years ago. And now we're like family. There are maybe 15, you know, sometimes 20 people come together. And we can become like a family. And they support, and we started doing joint concerts, you know, city, in other cities. And that's what's happening with Jews in Russia. Many are still hiding their Jewishness. And our goal and desire to stir up that pride to be a Jew. It's a different season. There was a season when people had to do it, had to hide for their security. But now it's time to be proud that you belong and to proclaim that this is the nation God created on the face of the earth to bring the Yeshua, for all nations to be saved. And I'll share with you some observation of what's going on. And some things you certainly know, some things might be new for you. If we look on the history of Israel, first, there was no Israel, and people were moved to build the nation. And we all know that there was potential possibility, 1918, to establish the nation, but it didn't happen. We know that it happened 30 years later, and we all know what price, you know, the nation paid. So, but it happened. God promised that I will scatter you, but I will certainly gather you. And I will give you this land. Then we saw what happened with Jerusalem. 1967, Jerusalem was restored. It's like the goal is being more and more focused. What is next? What is more focused place in the whole land of Israel? It's Temple Mount. It's like land, city, the temple. And there are more and more news coming. I receive more and more news about Temple Mount, which was not that way like 10 years ago. And there must be reason, because the word says the men of perdition will sit in the temple of God. And it's not mosque. There must be a temple. And it's amazing to learn. I'll read this. This new. It says that the Knesset Sanhedrin, is it correct word? Sanhedrin is calling on Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Donald Trump to join forces and fulfill their biblically mandated roles by rebuilding the Jewish temple in Jerusalem. Rabbi Weiss explained that the U.S. elections have made the eternal Jewish dream a very real possibility. We are poised to rebuild the temple. The political conditions today, in which the two most important national leaders in the world support the Jewish right to Jerusalem as their spiritual inheritance, is historically unprecedented, Rabbi Weiss told to Breaking Israel News. The Sanhedrin's letter notes that Trump's upset victory was due to his support of Jerusalem and reminds Trump of his campaign promise to move the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, effectively recognizing the city as the capital of Israel. The Israel Embassy Act, passed in Congress in 1995, initiated the moving of the embassy, but has been vetoed since every American president since. And the Sanhedrin also recalled Putin's connection to the temple in its letter. During his third official trip to Jerusalem in 2012, Putin paid a late night visit to the Western Wall. When he arrived at the holy site, the Russian leader stood in silence for several minutes, offering up a personal prayer, after which he read Psalms from a Russian Hebrew prayer book. An Israeli bystander called out in Russian, "Welcome, President Putin." Putin approached the man, who explained the importance of the Temple Mount and the Jewish temple. An Orthodox Hebrew, Charedim, an Orthodox Hebrew news site, reported that Putin responded, "That's exactly the reason I came here, to pray for the temple to be built again." After this remarkable exchange, the Sanhedrin sent a letter to Putin calling on him to fulfill his prayer. At the time, President Putin didn't respond to that request, but now that the incoming U.S. president is a potential ally in the project, the Sanhedrin believes it is time for Putin to take an active role in rebuilding the temple. So just when you read things like that, and I watched video, actually, it was video, it's amazing to realize what's going on in this world today, that God's promises, his plan, is coming to pass. And we are witnesses of this process. And it's amazing. Some things we already witnessed, but some things are developing right now in front of our eyes. And it's such a privilege to be part of that God's work. So the Bible calls, gives different instructions to different people, gives instruction to parents, to children, and I want to sing this song, which is dedicated to a mother, to any Jewish mother, and that's a respect. I believe it's a fulfillment of God's call. You know, children, respect your mothers. And one son, he wrote that song for his mother, but I believe he wrote it generally to all Jewish mothers.
Ich will bei ein Akase fragen, sagt mir, wer es kennt. Welche Teile vermengt, wenn's Gott alle nennt. Man kauft es nicht für keine Geld, das geht, wenn man siehst. Und auch was man verliest, wenn wie viel Tränen man vergisst. Als Zweite gibt man keinen nie das Wort, die keine mehr. Oh, wer es hat verloren, der weiß schon, was sie meint. A jüdische Mame, es gibt mir besser in der Welt. A jüdische Mame, bitter, wenn sie fällt. Wie Schämung liegt die Kies im Hals, wenn die Mama ist da. Wie traurig finster wird, wenn Gott nimmer offenen Baum. In Wasser, in Feuer, wohl sie gelaufen, Pfarrer Kind. Nicht halten, erteilen, das ist gewiss der größte Sinn. Oh, wie glücklich und reich ist der Menschen, was hat, als eine schöne Matone geschenkt von Gott, nur eine alte, schkehidische Mame, Mame, mein, eine jüdische Mame. Es gibt nicht besser in der Welt. Heidische Mame, heule wie bitter, wenn sie fällt. Wie Schein und Licht die Kies in Haus, wenn die Mame ist da. Wie treurig finster wird, wenn Gott nimmer offen am In Wasser, in Feuer, wohl sie gelaufen, Vater Kind. Nicht halten, erteilen, das ist gewiss der größte Sinn. Hoi, wie glücklich und reich ist der Menschen, was hat, als eine schöne Matone geschenkt von Gott, nur eine alte, schkehidische Mame, mein. Thank you. And I hope you'll help me to sing the next song.
Ose shalom bim roma, loya se shalom aleinu, ve al kol Israel, ve emru, emru, amen. Ose shalom bim roma, loya se shalom aleinu, ve al kol Israel, ve emru, emru, amen. Yase shalom, yase shalom, shalom aleinu ve al kol Israel. Yase shalom, yase shalom, Shalom aleinu ve'al kol Israel. Yase shalom, yase shalom. Shalom aleinu ve'al kol Israel. Yase shalom, yase shalom. Shalom aleinu ve'al kol Israel. Yase shalom, yase shalom. Shalom aleinu ve'al kol Israel. Ose shalom bimromav. Yase shalom aleinu ve'al kol Israel. Ve'emru, emru, amen. Se shalom bimromav. Yase shalom aleinu ve'al kol Israel. Ve'emru, emru, amen. Yase shalom, yase shalom. Shalom aleinu ve'al kol Israel. Yase shalom, yase shalom. Shalom aleinu ve'al kol Israel. Yase shalom, yase shalom. Shalom aleinu ve'al kol Israel. Yase shalom, yase shalom. Shalom aleinu ve'al kol Israel. Yase shalom, yase shalom. Shalom aleinu ve'al kol Israel. Yase shalom, yase shalom. Shalom aleinu ve'al kol Israel. Yase shalom, yase shalom. Shalom aleinu ve'al kol Israel. Yase shalom, yase shalom. Shalom aleinu ve'al kol Israel. Woo!
It's amazing. This song was written to celebrate the possibility for the nation of Israel to be established again. And it was written in 1918, 30 years prior to the nation was established. And that was expectation. And people rejoiced, expecting the nation to be established. Now we can rejoice that it has been done already. So, and let's, you can join me.
Ava Nagila, Ava Nagila, Ava Nagila, Venesmeha, Ava Nagila, Ava Nagila, Ava Nagila, Venesmeha. Neranena, ava, neranena, ava, neranena, ave, nesmeha, ava, neranena, ava, neranena, ava, neranena, ave, nesmeha, ru, ru, a, he. Uruahim balef sameya, uruahim balef sameya, uruahim balef sameya, uruahim balef sameya, uruahim, uruahim, uruahim balef sameya, ava nagila, ava nagila, ava nagila venismeha. Ava Nagila, Ava Nagila, Ava Nagila, Venesmeha. Ava Neranina, Ava Neranina, Ava Neranina, Venesmeha. Ava Neranina, Ava Neranina, Ava Neranina, Venesmeha. Ru, ru, ru. Ah, Urwahim, Bele Samea, Ava, Nagila, Ava, Nagila, Ava, Nagila, Venesmeha, Ava, Nagila, Ava, Nagila, Ava, Nagila, Venesmeha, Ava, Neranina, Ava, Neranina, Ava, Neranina, Venesmeha, Ava, Neranina, Ava, Neranina, Ava, Neranina, Venesmeha, Urwahim al same yakurwahim al same yakurwahim al same urwahim al same yakurwahim urwahim urwahim al same yakurwahim.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. I wonder how they shouted when they came to the city of Jericho. They shouted the way, you know, the, I mean, wow. Hallelujah. Thank you very much for your hospitality and really making me part of an extended family, you know. You come to a different nation and you feel the same. You're in the family. And I appreciate that you... I had kind of sense of security to come here, because if you don't like me, you still have to love me. That's a command. So there is kind of sense of security, you know. But I hope you will also like each other. So that's a good thing to expect. Hallelujah. That's what I wanted to do. I just tried to do my best to bless you and to be with you and to thank God and praise Him and honor Him in His presence. Thank you very much.
Give it up for Sergey. Thank you, Sergey. Okay, I guess we're just going to have a little bit more worship, dancing, and then we can eat a Thanksgiving dinner.
I got the country voice. Yeah. Praise God.
Testing 1, 2, but it's pretty loud. You got gain.
I love that song, and it's, we all are to get into it with Him. We got something to be thankful for. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Remember, at the end, it's a universal word.
Woo!
Yeah, everybody can do this. Let's rejoice. Let us rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Abba, an Aguila, Abba. Nagila, 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 bali randa na belis meka.
Hey!
Havane randena, havane randena, havane randena belis meka. Urwa kimba le samea, urwa kimba le samea, urwa kimba le samea, urwa kim, urwa kim,
urwa
kim, le samea, hava nagila hava, nagila hava, nagila vena. Nagila venes me ha, Havane ranina, Havane ranina, Havane ranina, venes me ha, Havane ranina, Havane ranina, Havane ranina, venes me ha. Uro, uro, ah, hey, Uruahima le same, Uruahima le same, Uruahima le same, Uruahima le same, Uruahim. Urwahim, Urwahim, Urwahim al-Sameya, Urwahim al-Sameya, Urwahim al-Sameya, Urwahim al-Sameya, Urwahim, Urwahim, Urwahim al-Sameya.
Everyone like that? Shabbat shalom, everyone. What a wonderful, wonderful time. Thank you, Sergey, for coming.
I think he asked me to sing the second time because I didn't pass the test the first time. So. He gave me the second chance. Thank you, brother.
Thank you so much. You've been a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, Chan, go ahead and some worship music. Just do a little bit. Thank you, Lord. Do we feel the presence of the Lord today? Yes. Hallelujah.
Peace be to you. When Messiah comes to take us home, may his praise be found in you. Pray for peace, Jerusalem, city of our God. Their salvation was poured out for you. The atoning of the Lord. Once your streets are filled with joy, branches raised up high, shouting, blessed be the Holy One, Yeshua. Adonai.
David knew there was something more than the ark of your presence. In a manger, Messiah once born, amongst kings and some peasants. And all Israel saw the glory, and it shines down.
Wonderful song. You know, face in Hebrew is panim, and it's used in the plural sense because it means faces. So when you talk about the face of God, you're talking about the faces of God, because he has many. He is a God. He has a face of love, of mercy, of grace, and he also has a face of judgment. So, and it also means, it's one of those Hebrew words that means two things. It means faces, and it means interior. It means the inside of you, because your face represents what's on the inside of you. So that, I thought that was very, Very interesting they played that today. But we wanted to also bless Sergey. A lot of you have mentioned that. Can we make a check out personally to you? Okay. Get with him. I'm going to go ahead and do the Koamin blessing. And then if you need to write a check, get with Sergey and make sure you make it out to his organization so he'll get the funds. But we put a basket up here, and cash is accepted if you want to put cash in. Or you can write a check to him. But just get with him, make sure that you get the right name, the organization on there. And if y'all would stand, we'll do the Aaronic blessing, and then we can go over to and have Oneg. I don't know. I thought the Bells were going to be here a little while ago, but they haven't made their appearance yet. But that's okay. We'll just continue with Oneg. And when they get here, they'll get here. So, but Aja was here somewhere. Where did she wander off to? Okay, that's fine. She's here. She's in Israel, so she's all loaded up and ready to go. So, and of course, it's in Numbers, the Aaronic blessing. It's the only blessing that the rabbis give that's in the scriptures. And God and Heavenly Father spoke to Moshe, and he said, "This is how you will bless my people. Tell Aaron, this is how you will bless my people when they come before me. Ivarekha Adonai v'yishmarekha, Yar Adonai panavileka v'konika, Isa Adonai panavileka v'asimleka shalom." May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace, his shalom. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we pray. Amen. Bless you today. Have a great day. Shabbat shalom.